to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now from Uniontown in southwest Pennsylvania is outdoor writer Ben Moyer. He, like me, is a member of the Outdoor Writers Association of America. He's written for a lot of publications. Some of them you'll recognize, I'm sure. Gray's Sporting Journal, The Bugle, Pheasants Forever magazine. And he writes for a number of Pennsylvania publications, including a column that he does called Ridgelines that runs in Pennsylvania Outdoor News. And that's a sister publication to Wisconsin Outdoor News and Minnesota Outdoor News. And I just read a column of his, and that's why I'm calling him. He's also just published a collection of essays called Smoke to See By, and you can find that online at Sunbury, S-U-N-B-U-R-Y, press.com. Ben, thanks so much for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thanks for having me, Dan. It's a real pleasure. It's been a while since I've seen you. It's nice to talk.
Yes, it is. We met at an Outdoor Writers Conference a number of years ago, and we have kept in touch but not spoken much. But your recent column called Nicks the Get It Done Syndrome, and we'll ask you where that came from, is what spurred my idea to give you a call and to get you on the show. You share some concerns about what you call contemporary trends in hunting and what those misgivings portend for the future and what they say about our modern motivations to hunt. What is the issue as you see it and as you spell it out in that column?
Well, I've been thinking about those kinds of things for a long time, but that column was actually distilled in my thinking as a result of a phone conversation I had with a friend of mine about a week before that, who is an avid and skilled bow hunter, as I said in that column. And we both agreed in our conversation that there just seems to be, and I think that everybody can pick up on this, there just seems to me to be in contemporary hunting an aggressive edge to it, a very formulaic aggressive edge in which the most important thing is to get a big buck, and especially a bigger buck than your friend or your neighbor. And I mean, that's always been part of hunting, but it seems to be intensifying in recent times and driving the whole thing. To me, when I think of my early introduction to hunting, it wasn't like that. It was a more relaxed, more almost, and I'll just use the word, an almost magical thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't know what to expect. Everything was a surprise to you when you went out. Everything that you accomplished was due to your own personal effort that you put into it. Very few technological aids. And it just seems to be moving away from that toward this imperative of a very narrowly defined success. And that narrowly defined success is that buck, and that bigger than someone else's.
Yeah.
And the approach to it all seems so industrial and so aggressive now. Think about the names of products now. I'm not going to name products specifically, but the names of products, and it seems to be particularly true in archery, are very violent and almost with a hostility toward game. And I don't think I'm imagining this. And I hope that we as hunters can just kind of refocus and remember the magic and the experience outside of that imperative to success.
Well, Ben, you say you notice that in particular in some of the hunting shows that you've seen on television, and I would imagine online as well, YouTube shows, that kind of thing. Do you see it in the everyday hunter whom you encounter at a cafe or a gas station as well?
Yes, I do hear it and sense it and pick it up in conversation and as you said, particularly on online things, which I don't follow a lot, but I do occasionally. You see this edge, or this aggressiveness. There are exceptions. There are exceptions where the content I salute and am very appreciative of. But I think I see this mostly on some television shows where there is this imperative to get that buck. And that's where I came up with that phrase that I used in that column, get it done, because that phrase is used over and over in these shows. Got to go out here and get this done. We're going to see if we can get this done tonight. as if hunting, instead of being this magical, mysterious, wonderful thing that we can immerse ourselves in, as if it's some kind of a task or mission. And I just think that detracts from it.
Okay. Well, you evoke Aldo Leopold, one of my conservation heroes, and a name very familiar to most of my listeners, and I would think most outdoors enthusiasts in Wisconsin. He thought, and he was talking about modern hunters back in the 1940s, that's 80-some years ago now.
That's right.
He said then, modern hunters rely too much on gadgets and not enough on woodsmanship. I'm paraphrasing, but what would he think of today's gear?
Question, and I asked that very same thing or proposed it in that column. But you're right, Aldo Leopold, he thought of hunting as a noble thing, a noble personal, not quest, but a personal opportunity to immerse intimately in nature. And he thought that the use of too much technology detracted from that experience. I do think that this aggressive edge that I'm talking about, that it's driven, if that's the right word, by the hunting industry, whatever that is, then it permeates the hunting culture. It's done so in order to entice people to buy more equipment.
Uh-huh. Is there anything we can do to curb this trend, or should we try to?
Well, that's a good question. The should we is a good question. I mean, I would not, and I didn't mean by this column to question anybody else's, where they find meaning in hunting. I know where I find meaning in hunting, and I think that we should refocus and just remember that there are so many rewards to being in the outdoors, hunting or fishing, that do not necessarily have to end with the biggest deer or the biggest fish. And also that, I think this is a very important point, that as long as you approach hunting and fishing in a legal and an ethical way, as Aldo Leopold would have expected of us, because he said, how was it, that one of the most important virtues of hunting and fishing is that there's no audience to observe what you do out there. It's all up to you.
Yeah.
But circling back now, I think the point I want to make is that as long as you hunt and fish legally and ethically, then your experience is equally valid to anyone else's, whether they kill a big buck and whether you miss yours or whether you don't bring one home at all. You were out there, you tried, you made an effort, you were legal and ethical. You contributed to the whole system by buying a license. I hate to see someone demeaned or thought less of as an outdoorsman or an outdoor person because they didn't succeed in this ever narrowing definition of success that we seem to be living by.
Mm-hmm. You're not saying that, well, maybe you are. I mean, so what's wrong with what these get-her-done hunters are doing?
Okay, what's wrong with it, in my opinion, in my personal opinion, is I think that often they're taking something away from their own potential for greater enjoyment in hunting and fishing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll use one specific example, and I'll probably have offended good friends of mine with that column and with this show, but for example, the growing dependence on trail cameras.
Okay.
A lot of people use them, and a lot of people really enjoy them. Personally, I would rather go into the woods and be surprised by what I see,
mm-hmm.
and not know that this 9-point buck is going to come by at 10 after 6. I'd rather be surprised by that. I think it removes some of the mystery, it removes some of the magic, and the way I think about hunting.
I got you. The trail cam advocates would say, well, he came by at 10 after 6 yesterday, but it doesn't mean he'll do it again, you know.
That's true. It's a lot more evidence than you would have without that.
That's for sure.
And one thing that does bug me about, and I think this is an insidious thing in advertising, there's this message that I'm very uncomfortable with. There's this message that if you use this technology, you don't have to go out in the woods as much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can let that device do that for you.
Sure.
Instead of being out in the woods and scouting and learning the deer trails and paying attention to the wind. And a lot of hunters do all that anyway. But there is that insidious message that you don't have to participate all that until the expected moment when you're going to go out and kill the deer. And I think that detracts from the whole experience, in my opinion.
Got it. Well, Ben, we've got to take a break here. Will you stay with us and we'll continue this conversation? Okay. Folks, I'm talking with Ben Moyer, an outdoor writer from Southwest Pennsylvania. And we're talking, if you've been following this, about some of the modern trends in hunting and what the hunters who use some more modern equipment and technologies and so on might be missing. We'll be back and continue this conversation in just a couple minutes. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com.
Aspirus DeRoy Terrace Senior Living in Phillips currently has efficiency, one bedroom, and two bedroom units available. This would be a great way to keep your independence and privacy while receiving the flexibility of living options, services, comfort, and convenience of home without all the maintenance responsibilities. They offer 24-hour emergency response, two meals a day, daily well-being checks, and a beautiful courtyard with flowers and wildlife to enjoy, and so much more. Please call 715-339-3174 to schedule your tour. Located at 585 Peterson Drive in Phillips.
Freeze Firewood reminds you that summer is quickly coming to an end here, and fall's right around the corner. Now, maybe you're not ready to give up on those fun summer times yet. Maybe you didn't quite get everything in that you had hoped for. Well, don't spend those beautiful fall days stacking firewood and clearing up all the mess. Let Freeze Firewood drop off your season's supply of firewood in weatherproof bulk firewood bags. No need to spend your time stacking and then cleaning up all the mess. Spend your time enjoying all that fall has to offer and grab your firewood straight out of the bag come winter. Call Freeze Firewood, 715-567-0616. 567-0616. Freeze Firewood on Little Chicago Road, Phillips.
Attorney Joe Cordell. Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 8040 Excelsior Drive, Suite 403, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. I'm talking with Ben Moyer. He's an outdoor writer from Uniontown in Southwest Pennsylvania. We've been talking about modern technology and its impact on hunting and really on the minds of hunters, I think, more than anything. And Ben, I guess I'd like to ask you what you think the new hunter or the wannabe hunter sees in the kinds of things that we've been talking about.
Well, I think that's a very important question, thinking about people who might get into hunting or have just recently got into hunting, particularly people that perhaps didn't get into it in the traditional way, like I was fortunate enough to get in, but everybody in my culture around here hunted, my dad and my uncles and so forth. But I would hope that new hunters somehow get a message, which, I don't know, seems to me when I was getting started in it, there was a message out there from the state wildlife agencies and from sports groups that, you know, this was fun and this was something you want to do, and you didn't necessarily have to have more success than someone else in order to enjoy it. There were lots of ways to enjoy it, mostly by being legal and ethical and following the rules and progressing at your own pace. And I hope people who are getting into hunting and fishing now would somehow get that message instead of the message that it's very important to have success and you need this product to achieve that success.
Mm-hmm. I know we can't paint all hunters with the same brush, but don't you think that even these guys who are really into the killing up big buck and get her done and show it on Facebook or put it on my TV show, and, you know, I had my own TV show for more than 30 years, and I still do an annual deer hunting show, and we focus on how to get a deer and where the deer are and what the forecast is. But we also try to show that it's an enjoyable activity. It's something that we do not just because we want to kill a big buck. Don't you think that those hunters still have some of that sensibility?
I think they do if they're fortunate to be exposed to people like you and your product that you put out, or if they're fortunate enough to have someone in their family that conveys that message. I hate to say it, I don't see that message a lot, you know, out in the media. I hate to say that.
Yeah.
I just don't. If you know where to look, there's certain publications, certain broadcasts, you can find that, what I would interpret as a positive message. But I don't think it's the prevalent message.
Uh-huh. Okay. Where do we go with this? At the end of your column, the one that we referred to, Nick's the Get It Done Syndrome in Pennsylvania Outdoor News, you suggest some thoughts that Leopold would embrace. They're not direct quotes, but you say they can be inferred from his writings. Hunting is not a task, it's a gift. Hunting is not a mission, it's a refuge. Hunting is not an assignment, it's an opportunity. And it's not a competition, it's an affirmation that you're an individual human being free to experience the natural world intimately, whose experience, assuming it's legal and ethical, is as personally valid as anyone else's. That's your takeaway message, I guess.
Yeah, I would agree. And like you said, I believe that although Leopold would sanction those thoughts, and I think they can be derived from his writings. When I wrote that, I was thinking about what we alluded to earlier, when it just seems like there's a message out there now that drives hunting, that it's, well, I don't know how else to say it than I did in that column, that it's a mission or it's a task instead of a wonderful opportunity to very intimately and profoundly engage with nature. That's how I think about hunting. I don't think about it as a task or a mission, something to get done or to get it done. It's something to forget about everything else while I'm engaged in it, and I don't want it to be over.
Uh-huh. I think that's a key, don't want it to be over. I want to go out again tomorrow afternoon and the next morning, whether I get one now or not, whatever the one is.
Assuming I still have a tag.
Yeah, right. What would you suggest that hunters who want to introduce new people to the sport, what do you suggest we tell them or we try to show them when we take them out or when we ask them if they would like to go out?
Well, I think that new hunters would benefit from a broader introduction to natural history, for one thing. Here's an example. I think if you watch a lot of mainline outdoor content, you don't learn anything about the landscape. You're not told anything about the vegetation, unless it's a planted plot, artificial. You're not told anything about the geology. And I think that it would enhance the experience for new hunters if they could be introduced in a way in which they simultaneously learn something about the natural history of the place that they're hunting or fishing. That's a huge part of it. Not just catching that fish or killing that deer, but understanding that it came out of this place and this landscape and this ecosystem. And it depends on this kind of plant, and this kind of weather benefits it. And I think that used to be more prevalent from the state agencies, for one thing. That there used to be a message about natural history. I think people that I knew that hunted and fished when I was much younger seemed to know more about the birds and the trees than I see in contemporary hunting and fishing. And to answer that question that you posed last to me, I think that's the answer. If some way we could communicate a broader picture of how this all knits together.
Uh-huh. You know, I think there are a couple of shows, that, and there probably are more, but I think there are a couple shows that do that. Steve Ranella's Meat Eater is one that comes to mind, and Nick Hoffman, Nick's Wild Ride. I don't know if you're familiar with either of those shows.
I'm very familiar with Meat Eater, and I would agree with you on that. I'm not familiar with the second one.
Yeah, Nick's Wild Ride. He travels all over the world, and he talks to people in the towns where he's hunting, and it's as much a cultural experience of the place. I'm thinking of the Italian Alps or wherever else he's been, you know, South America. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah,
it's very interesting. Well, gosh, this has been an interesting conversation. We could go on, but, you know, an hour is all I've got to work with. We'll have to continue this over a beer sometime at a conference or over a campfire.
I would welcome that.
Now, for folks who might be interested in your book, can you give us a sense of what you do in your book titled Smoke to See By?
Yes, I've published other books, but this is the most recent one. And it is a selection of 21 essays I've written, some of which were published in other publications, but most of which were not. They're new and original to this publication. They all address many of the things that we've been talking about here, a personal relationship with landscape and place, and trying to learn as much as you can about that place, its vegetation, its weather, its geology. Some of the essays, they're not about hunting and fishing, but they are set in hunting and fishing experiences. And then in my view, they go beyond the hunting and fishing endeavor to ask questions about the landscape and the ecology, that kind of thing.
And the title, Smoke to See By, where does that come from?
That came from me sitting at a campfire one time thinking about some of these questions and thinking about, in particular, one of the essays that I was working on writing. And I came up with some insights while I was looking into this campfire and watching the smoke rising. So I called that particular story Smoke to See By, and then that's what I selected for the name of the book.
Got it.
It seemed to fit all of them in a way.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll have to send our readers in that direction. They can get a copy at sunburypress.com. Well, Ben, thanks so much for talking with us and sharing your thoughts. Maybe you've spurred a few people to think about why they really do go out there in the woods. And if that's the case, that's a good thing.
Well, I enjoyed talking with you, Dan. I always do.
We'll do it again sometime.
Thanks for your interest.
You bet.
Okay.
Outdoor writer Ben Moyer from Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Again, his latest book is called Smoke to See By. You can pick up a copy at sunburypress.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Escanaba, and Houghton. We at Remy Battery Company want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the past 90 plus years and your continued support of our local family-owned company. Stop in and see the expertise of over 9 decades of battery knowledge and customer service. Let us take care of the batteries for all of your needs, from power tools to sump pumps and ATVs to hunting decoys, even down to the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or waters. Don't forget to ask your sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Cold temperatures are on the way. If you're a hunter, you want to stay out longer, no matter what the thermometer says. Arctic Shield, L&M Fleet Supply, and Outdoor News are teaming up to give away the best cold weather hunting gear in the industry. Between now and the end of October, you can win a full set of Arctic Shield Classic Elite Parka and Bibs. We'll give away 2 full sets per week in October. To enter, just click on the contest tab at OutdoorNews.com.
Well, since we've been done, I've been trying to fall apart. And I've been
thinking that's neon lights.
Round up your friends for an electrifying performance by Runaway June on Saturday, November 18th at Lake of the Torches. Proclaimed by Billboard magazine as the next hot trend in country music, you'll enjoy hits like Buy My Own Drinks and Broke Hearts Do Broken Things. Purchase your tickets now at lakeofthetorches.com or call 1-800-25-TORCH. You must be 18 to attend all shows. Winning is more fun at the lake.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Highs around 51 today. Under cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 37. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 54. Overcast skies. Mid-60s Tuesday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Turning much cooler Wednesday with highs in the low 50s and scattered showers possible. Another look at the short range. A high of 51 today. Lows level off around 37 tonight. We should top off around 54 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 36.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. I'm talking now with Laura Vinopal. She's a doctor of audiology and the owner of Professional Hearing Care, LLC, located in Mauston, Wisconsin, and there are offices as well in La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg. Well, Dr. Vinopal, thanks for joining us and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thank you for having me.
I want to talk to you about hearing loss and noise protection for firearm users. Before we get into that, tell me about your practice.
10 years ago, I started it. We started off small, and then I expanded to the Viroqua area in Westby, and then on to La Crosse, and now we're located in Madison, our Fitchburg area. My main focus was to treat patients, obviously, with hearing loss. And another core focus that we have is educating our patients about the medical treatment of hearing loss. And I think you got to experience some of that the other day.
Yes, I did. I met with your associate, Dr. Rachel Barrett, in the Westby office. She gave me a hearing exam, and she confirmed what I already knew, that I have, I don't know, would you call that severe hearing loss? You've seen my test results.
You have a high-frequency hearing loss. That's the most common type of hearing loss that we experience for two reasons. One is due to noise, which I know we are going to talk about with, in particular, firearm use, but there's other ways our ears get noise, you know, whether it's heavy equipment, loud music, a lot of various different ways. And the secondary is as we age, we call it presbycusis, our high frequencies are the first to deteriorate. So typically our patients, our number one complaint is, I can hear, but I have difficulties understanding speech, especially in background noise. So that's our hardest patient to help counsel, because they come to us and they say, well, I can hear, I just can't understand. And why that occurs, and Dan's laughing because he probably can relate to that, but because of those high frequencies being diminished, that's where our consonants are. So speech will sound muffled or people aren't enunciating. That's a very, very normal thing to experience. Is that the case for you, Dan?
Oh, yes. I was on my high school rifle team back in the 1960s.
Oh.
and we did not know about hearing protection. We shot in a concrete basement with no hearing protection, with 22 caliber rifles. Yeah, that's probably where my hearing problems started. I'm older now, and the hearing has continued to decline. Do you see any other issues or pathology, I guess I would say, with the test results that she had?
Both of the ears are symmetrical. The ears age together. They likely got exposed to noise together, so that's a good thing we look at for a medical standpoint. The other thing is that your word understanding is at 90%. So Dan sat in a booth and was given words to repeat through a recording, but when he was put in noise, so you had to listen to some words and like some babble sounding, and then you had to pull out the whole sentence.
Yeah.
You did have some difficulty with that, which is normal with your hearing loss. And also, you know, as we age, that becomes more challenging. If you ever go to a busy restaurant, maybe a Friday night fish fry, what's always interesting, if you sit next to a child, maybe a 10-year-old child, the older you get, even in background noise, the harder it is to understand. So a child can pull out those words easier, even if they're both normal hearing. That just happens over time. The other thing is, we know that hearing loss is the most modifiable risk factor for cognitive decline. So we want to test that to make sure that once we start treating hearing loss, we want to know we're doing our part, slow down the progression if we can. Actually, Dan, you did a good job with scores in three areas. The one big one that we look at is memory, and you scored good in there. So we want to make sure he maintains these good scores.
Well, there are all kinds of questions I have, and I'm sure some listeners do as well. First of all, can hearing loss be reversed?
It's a progressive degenerative disorder. There are types of hearing loss that are in medically treatable, so you may have a child and somewhere in life that maybe had tubes put in their ears, or you've heard of people had surgeries. There are types that are what we call conductive hearing losses that can be treatable, but the type of hearing loss that is the most common and the kind that you have, Dan, is called a sensory neural hearing loss. So it's in the hearing nerve, and those are not reversible. But again, we want to slow the progression. So what we want to do is keep it stimulated and make sure it doesn't get any worse.
Okay. What can someone like me do who's been shooting for a lifetime and has a hearing loss now?
You definitely want to protect it, for sure. What will happen is if you don't protect it, the high frequencies will get worse, and you already have it some in the mid frequencies, and it'll start to move to the low frequencies. So essentially, it just continues to get worse at a faster rate. So what can you do is anytime you're exposed to loud noise, lawn mowing, chainsaws, you can look up, you know, lots of different things on the internet to show you sound level ratings. Of course, you can never overprotect your ears. You can't overdo it.
Okay. You mentioned cognitive decline. So if I understand correctly, we want to protect our hearing, but we also are at risk of losing mental function if our hearing keeps getting worse or if we don't protect it, right?
Right. That it's not like if we treat hearing loss, that's the only thing. There are risk factors associated with cognitive decline. Hearing loss is the number one most modifiable risk factor. And there's things that were out of our control, like genetics, a whole bunch of things that I just don't want to put out the statement that if you treat hearing loss, then for sure you're not going to get dementia, because that's not the case. We just know that your risk of it is a 200 to 500% more if you don't treat your hearing loss. And so there's other things that help too, right? Like exercise, good diet. But of course, where my expertise is treating the hearing loss.
Well, what about new shooters? What do you advise to people who have just started? Maybe they just joined a shooting club, or they just took up hunting, or they're going to go hunting for the first time this year.
Same advice, protect what you have. When you purchase your protection, they will all have a NRR on it. So that's noise reduction rating. And so the higher the noise reduction rating, the more attenuation you will get. you can get everything from over the ear to the foam roll-ups to custom products. The other thing we hear common from hunters, I grew up in a hunting family, is, of course, you want to hear still what's going on around you. So there are devices that you can get with filters in them that filter out the dangerous stuff, but will still allow you to hear like trees rustling and things like that. So there's so many options out there.
Now, is there a difference between hearing loss due to exposure to loud noises and that due to aging?
They tend to present in the same way, but most often if it's a lot of noise exposure, that we can see a development on the audiogram that's called a noise notch. So if it's your first time that's starting to show up, sometimes it'll just appear like a little notch on the hearing test. So what I'm describing, I'm sure Dan, you saw it with Dr. Rachel, is that there's a graph that goes from soft sounds to loud sounds and then low pitches to high pitches.
Yep.
So you might have normal hearing and then it just kind of has this, what it truly looks like, a notch. That's an early development of some noise exposure that we start to see it. Where, Dan, if you remember, yours is kind of looks like a slope going down.
Yeah.
That's years, right?
Yeah.
So if we would have tested you maybe when you're 20, who knows? But we would have saw maybe just like a little notch. Sometimes it presents that way, like, okay, it's starting. And so if we see that, we can definitely heavily counsel, which we want to anyway. It's starting to appear, you really want to take care of it and make sure you do protect your ears. We do recommend getting a baseline or at least knowing where your hearing is. If we had one earlier that we had like on a routine or regular basis, then we could actually see what is the progression. So Dan, if you continue with us, one of the protocols that we'll be conducting is you on a minimum annually, what is it actually doing? Is it staying the same? Is it getting worse? And if, Dan, you do decide to treat your hearing loss, your prescriptions will be changing with your hearing.
Got it. Okay. To wrap this up then, for a shooter or someone in my situation who's both a shooter and an older citizen, what's your recommendation? Protect your hearing, I guess, right?
Protect your hearing, yes. It's never too late. You know, I've had patients that come in, they go, gosh, I'm too old, my damage is already done. That's not the case. There will be the aging process. We cannot control that. But we do want to protect as much as we can. I didn't describe that, but in your ear, we have inside a, what we call a cochlea, and there's hair cells in there. What actually happens with noise exposure, those hair cells get sheared off. And they do not grow back. You don't want any more of those hair cells to diminish.
Got it. So protect your hearing. And for someone who's never had a hearing test, maybe it's a good idea to establish a baseline then.
Yes. And of course, once we do have hearing loss, obviously the earlier we treat it, the better the outcomes are.
Let's talk a little bit about tinnitus. I have a constant ringing in my ears that I've lived with for many years. It's not loud, but it's there.
Yep. One of the biggest symptoms of hearing loss is tinnitus. Our ears are a mechanism to get it up to our brain. And our brain is what makes sense of the sound, right?
Yep.
And that is why hearing loss is a modifiable risk factor. Think of it like exercise. If you don't exercise your bicep muscle, it gets weakened, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we stop giving our brain the correct information, for lack of a better term, our brain actually rewires itself. The brain is looking for this sound. It is not receiving it. And the best analogy I can give someone is a phantom limb. When you have an amputee that reports, gosh, my leg itches, there's nothing there, it's trying to look for that information. Once we start treating the hearing loss, the brain receives that information, and the success rate of just treating your hearing loss alone is about 80% that tinnitus improves. There is no cure for it, though. I want to be clear on that. But there are treatment options for it.
Very good. Now, people who have looked into hearing aids know that some of them cost hundreds of dollars, some of them cost thousands of dollars. What's the difference?
Yeah, great question. When we're treating a medical condition. So the one thing we want to make sure is that they are prescribed for your hearing. The main thing there is for your safety. If it's not prescribed for your hearing, you could actually cause more damage also, because just like we were talking about firearm use, when the ear is exposed to loud sounds, it can obviously cause damage. So when we're dealing with hearing aids, they are programmed specifically for your hearing loss. That's the only thing we're going to fit at our office. You'll see things on the market that are basically amplifiers, so they're going to amplify everything, say like a fork on a plate and the speech. So like, let's use Dan's hearing test for an example. We talked about how he has normal low pitches but has a high frequency hearing loss. What that means is that we only need to give him amplification in that speech clarity regions. We don't have to give them amplifications in the low pitches. That's about one quarter of the treatment process, I always say. The other three quarters is the counseling, what to expect, what's normal, what's not, the adjustment period or acclimatization, the maintenance, the care that needs to go behind the scenes with the devices, and of course, to make sure we're taking the proper measurements along the way, because we already discussed it's a progressive degenerative disorder. So we want to make sure we're treating the hearing loss effectively through your journey. All of that is all encompassing when you're talking about cost of hearing aids. People sometimes think when I'm purchasing a hearing aid, it's just the gadget. It's all of that behind the scenes too that's going on.
Got it. What do you think of hearing protection devices that allow you to hear speech but then shut off when there's a loud report like a gunshot?
There's lots of different ones. The biggest thing is that you want to make sure the action time on it is fast enough, because say a firearm goes off, it hits the ear before our brain recognizes it. Some of the devices have passed codes and testing on that reaction time, and some have not. So the big thing is you want to do your research. The best ear protection, I will say, is something without electronics in it, because of any time you have electronics, the fear is that the electronic won't be able to shut it down fast enough.
Well, Dr. Venable, thank you so much for sharing this information. And I know I've got something I need to deal with, and I suspect some of my listeners, if they can hear what we're saying, they have the same issues, and we appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Glad to be a part of it.
Dr. Laura Venable is a doctor of audiology and the owner of Professional Hearing Care, LLC. They're located in Mauston, Wisconsin, with offices in La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg. You can find them on the web as well at profhearingcare.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Escanaba, and Houghton. We at Remy Battery Company want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the past 90-plus years and your continued support of our local, family-owned company. Stop in and see the expertise of over 9 decades of battery knowledge and customer service. Let us take care of the batteries for all of your needs, from power tools to sump pumps and ATVs to hunting decoys, even down to the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or waters. Don't forget to ask your sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com. Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Have more success on the ice with the LiveScope Plus Ice Fishing Bundle LI from Garmin. Drill fewer holes, catch more fish. This portable live sonar bundle comes with the LiveScope Plus system, EchoMap UHD 93SV display, and a lithium battery. All packaged in a case, making hole hopping a breeze. LiveScope Plus helps you find more fish with improved resolution, reduced noise, clearer images, and better target separation. Fill your freezer with fillets with help from Garmin. Visit Garmin.com or shop your local Garmin dealer today.
K&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 8040 Excelsior Drive, Suite 403, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code BRUX91. That's BRUX91. Stop your grinding with Brooks
Night Guard. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Highs around 51 today. Under cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 37. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 54. Overcast skies. Mid-60s Tuesday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Turning much cooler Wednesday with highs in the low 50s and scattered showers possible. Another look at the short range, a high of 51 today. Lows level off around 37 tonight. We should top off around 54 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 37.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They're having a big sale on pontoons, pre-owned boats, and they still have room if you're looking for winter storage. You can check out their website or Facebook page for details. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear Performance Camo Wear at a price you can afford. Huntworthgear.com, by Ducks Unlimited, a proud sponsor of our show and duck hunters everywhere. Find them at ducks.org. By Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-petenwell.com, and by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And last year's Deer Hunt Wisconsin show is archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And I'm working on the show for this year as we speak, and that will be posted there as soon as we are done with it in early November.
Very good. Well, if you want to check out the radio show and download it and take it with you, maybe had a chance to listen to this one, or maybe you want to catch something we talked about in a previous episode, go to lake-link.com, go to their outdoor radio page. And then you can also check it out on the Outdoor News website, outdoornews.com/podcast. Find Dan on social media throughout the week at Dan Small Outdoors. Find me at Hardwater Jeff.
And Mr. Hardwater Jeff, happy birthday. I know it's this week.
It is, yeah, 41.
Yeah, not a milestone this year, but an important one. They're all important,
I guess. Well, I suppose, they're all milestones once you get past a certain point, right?
Yeah, you got plans to celebrate?
No, not really, no. Keep breathing. That's about it.
There you go. All right. Well, enjoy your birthday week. That's what we celebrate in my family, because siblings kind of forget sometimes when somebody's birthday is, and it's happy birthday week. So have a good one, and we will talk to you again next week.
Sounds good, Dan. Thanks.
I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend, but be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
On one cold leg, when the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, too lazy to lure. When the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
Man. Make a difference. Become a CNA. Park Manor River's Edge in Park Falls is holding a certified nurse's aide class starting November 2023. The nurse aide course consists of 100 hours of classroom and clinical hours. Upon successful completion of your training, those committing to Park Manor employment will earn competitive wages and be eligible for bonus opportunities based on employment commitment and employment hire status. Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned and is a 92-bed skilled nursing facility, which prides itself on providing excellent quality care and rehabilitation services for short-term rehab stays and long-term care. Reserve your spot now. Deadline to register will be October 25th. For more details and to register, apply on Indeed for the nurse aide student, email tawnym@parkmanorwi.com or call 715-762-2449. Again, that's Indeed for the nurse aide student, tawnym@parkmanorwi.com or 715-762-2449.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They're having a big sale on pontoons and pre-owned boats now, and they still have room if you're looking for winter storage space for your boat. Check the website for details. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. By Ducks Unlimited, a proud sponsor of our show and of duck hunters everywhere. Ducks.org. By the Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-petenwell.com, and by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And the Deer Hunt Wisconsin show from the last several years is archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed anything on this show, you want to listen again, you can always catch us online at lake-link.com/radio. We're also available as a podcast on the Outdoor News website, outdoornews.com. And you can find Jeff on social media at Hardwater Jeff and find me at Dan Small Outdoors. Pheasant season opens this weekend, and if you plan to go, have a safe hunt and watch for other hunters on public lands. There's room enough for everyone and plenty of stocked birds. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. You can hear more of his tunes at warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kelm will be back next week. Get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
When the cool night swallows the moose's nose, the heron is fishing on one cold leg, when the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure.